Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Craig Ferentino is a registered representative offering securities and advisory services through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. Material discussed is not to be construed as specific investment, tax, or legal advice, and is not a recommendation to buy or sell any securities.
Don't forget that website, ladies and gentlemen, CraigJamesFinancial.com. Not only great information, but you log on and you get involved with all the great webinars and events that come our way, including one tonight. Regarding college planning, well, you need to know for your children. That's right, 7 o'clock tonight we will discuss. Dow had a great day yesterday. Great way to start quarter number four, 765 points on the rise at the close. 29,490 a starting point. Futures up as well, significantly over 400 points. My goodness. Let's see if we can get some momentum and carry this on the rest of the week. The aforementioned Craig Ferentino, Craig James Financial. Sir, how are you on a Tuesday?
Good morning, Jay. As I predicted, you know, as you get close to the probably the most significant election in the world, I think that we're going to see some, you know, it's a lot easier if people vote their wallets. You know, that's the old adage. That's the number one proven. If it's not so bad, then, you know, okay, whatever. But I don't know. I don't know if I don't have any info on that. It's just a gut feeling. Being in this business for a long time, 20-plus years, you start to see some patterns. Yeah, but the markets were up sharply after the month of September. We're starting to see that they're taking a cue from the bond market. As bond interest rates go up and we're down, it's getting more stabilization. So I'm looking for some signals here, and a very, very important number thing is number most important is the U.S. dollar stabilizes. It's been very strong. It's going to crush a lot of other countries in the process as it gets stronger. As it stabilizes, ultimately moves lower. We may see that happen. We need a stable dollar price. We also need bond yields, because they keep rising. Why would I go into a stock that goes up and down when I can get 4, 5, 6, 7% in a bond? And so that's it's driving a lot of compression in the stocks. We're seeing some stabilization, particularly in the 10-year. And if that continues to happen, then people will not go into bonds or actually go back into the markets. And we get some inflation numbers. We get some yesterday that seems to feel like the economy is slowing. And anything that says, hey, we don't need to continue to raise rates, that puts us in good stead. So we're starting to see some of that as well. We'll see some very, very exciting news along that way. And we basically keep our ears to the top here. So we also, for today, though, Jay, we have factory orders, durable good orders, all coming in at 10 o'clock. The JOLTS job openings coming in at 10 o'clock. We have 11 million jobs open, unfulfilled jobs. 11 million. You had the 87,000 IRS agents, and I think that's in that number there. It'd still be 11 million jobs. So it's tough to hire people. We hear from Acuity Brands today. Some news here. I don't know if you've ever heard of Match.com or Match Group, but they're basically, it's Tinder, that's Hinge, Jay, if those names ring a bell, OkCupid. JP Morgan came out with a big price target of $50. Now they're saying they're overweight on this one particular stock with a $75 price target. Bumble, JP Morgan, also, again, looking for this dating site here, I guess, overweight with a $35 price target on Bumble. And Disney, JP Morgan, overweight. They're making a call now. $145 price target. Disney still in the 90s here. So we're seeing some big analysts here. You know, we have this Elon Musk dipping into the political sphere here. He says he has a solution for Ukraine-Russia peace. Of course, anybody who comes out with an outside idea is going to get shot down, of course. And he tweeted about a couple of things here, saying they should hold another election in some of these territories to see where they want to go. They said, oh, that's too practical. I don't know what they're saying about it. But, you know, instead of other politicians or wealthy people who just write large checks, kind of quietly, aka Michael Bloomberg, than to get their agenda across. He comes out with a few tweets. So we'll see. I don't know what your thoughts on that, RJ. That's what we have for today. We got a lot of news coming out later this week as well. We're going to get the unemployment numbers on Friday, and we're still looking for possibly a strong week.
Momentum carries on, no question. Of course, tonight, very important one, folks. It's about college planning and everything else, right? 7 o'clock. You think about it all the time as far as fast-forwarding, but Greg's going to give you a plethora of information as far as that's concerned. Correct, sir?
Yeah, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock tonight. Important, if you're interested in saving for college or college planning, critically important. We got a lot of our younger members coming on those calls because they're starting families or whatever. And there's some little tricks to the trade here. We'll explain what's important, what's not for college planning. We have a lot of people who haven't saved for themselves and are planning for their college kids. So, we just had a child. How much you got in the bank? We got $1,000. Okay, good. Well, that's maybe we should save for husband or wife first. But that's just my thoughts, just my thinking. Anyway, that'll be tonight, 7 to 8 o'clock, 7 to 8 o'clock tonight. We'll go an hour. Maybe we'll go for a half hour, 30 minutes. But depending on the questions and answers, we like to just open up that spot. Go to our website, CraigJamesFinancial.com. That's CraigJamesFinancial.com. And we'll see you guys at 7 o'clock tonight, Jay.
That is an important one. No question. CraigJamesFinancial.com, the great Craig Ferrantino. You hear his financial reports every morning right here on LA News Radio at 7:20. Sir, we will await tonight and look forward to having you on the show tomorrow morning. You stay well.
Thank you, Jay. Have a great day.